When one of the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray, he teaches them his own prayer that many of us learned as children. Those of us who don't actually remember learning the Lord's Prayer may wonder if we were born knowing it. The Irish theologian John Dominic Crossan has written that the Lord's Prayer is not only Christianity's greatest prayer, it is also its strangest. It is prayed by all Christians, yet it never mentions Christ. It is prayed by in all churches, yet it never mentions church. It is prayed on Sundays, though it never mentions Sunday. It is prayed by fundamentalist Christians, but never mentions inspired inerrancy of the Bible. It is prayed by evangelical Christians, though it never mentions evangelism. It is prayed by both Protestants and Catholics, yet it never mentions doctrines or church hierarchy. There are many versions of the Lord's Prayer. You may think that the one you have said all your life is from the King James Version that was published in 1611, but that is a different one from the one we know. In whatever version, the most widely known prayer in all of Christianity addresses God, who knows us better than we know ourselves, the God who loves each one of us as if there were only one of us. When we pray, "Hallowed be thy name," we are praying that God's name, God's sacred name, be revered and honored. I take seriously the commandment against taking God's name in vain by using it to invoke malice. Because the name of God is holy, it must never be blasphemed in cursing or swearing. To do so is to ask God to condemn or destroy part of the creation. This is God's universe and not ours. We are tenants in this particular place and time. And because we are addressing the one who brought us into being, who redeems and sustains us, we approach God's name with reverence and awe. When we pray, "Thy will be done," we are speaking of our Creator's relationship with all humanity. We are praying that God's will be accomplished here on earth. Rather than a physical place, our relationship with the heavenly realm is a bond that began at our baptism and continues on into eternity. God's realm exists on its own, and we pray that we follow God's will, that heaven and earth are brought closer together. Give us this day our daily bread. We pray for daily sustenance, represented in bread as our most basic sustenance. When you receive the bread in the sacrament today, it represents the whole person of Christ, who provides us with all of our basic spiritual and physical needs. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. When we alienate ourselves with God through sin, we ask for forgiveness and reconciliation. This is the only part of the Lord's Prayer that is conditional. If we accept our own forgiveness, we must be willing to forgive others. If it doesn't work both ways, it doesn't work at all. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We are asking to be spared when we are facing trials and temptations. There is no sin in being tempted, only in yielding to it. God leads us through those times when we are sorely tempted to do what we know is wrong. And rather than being asking to be saved from trials and judgment, we pray that God will lead us to be delivered from evil. Now, prayer can be through our thoughts or actions, with or without words. The object of prayer is not to tell God what to do, nor should we try to second-guess what God intends for us. Most of us have been angry with God at some point in our lives, and we need to remember that God's love for us is always greater than our anger. When we find our faith ebbing from time to time, it is important to stay in contact with God, especially when distracted by doubt or uncertainty. And though we may at times pull away, God never abandons us. Jesus encourages us to ask for our own needs, and when he teaches, "Ask and it will be given you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and everyone who knocks the door will be opened." Though our needs are known to God before we ask, it's still important to make them known. No matter what our need, no matter what our concern, we must never feel that what we ask is unimportant. We must never feel that we are not worthy to ask anything of God. Now, to be sure, our prayers are not always answered the way we want. They may be either answered with yes or no or wait. When we are initially disappointed that our prayer is not answered the way we want, we may in time realize that it was the right answer after all. So, if you feel like your personal prayer life is something like the wreck of the Hesperus, when you're feeling overwhelmed and pulled in all directions, stop, take a breath, and focus. Too often, we only turn to prayer when we are desperate and feeling helpless. A good practice is to set aside a regular time and place where you can pray and work through what is going on in your life. If you find that you're not as articulate in prayer as you want to be, try writing your own prayers to fit a particular occasion or need. An ancient Christian proverb in the Latin is lex orandi, lex credendi. Loosely translated, it means that the rule of prayer precedes the rule of belief. When we pray earnestly, we grow in faith. I don't have to tell you that there is so much in life that is difficult to understand. We pray to try to accept those things in hope and expectation that we will grow in understanding and in belief. To remember all those for whom you want to pray, I suggest keeping a list of names of those you love and care for, and pray for them by name. It can be even helpful to keep a small notebook with their names and their birthdays and any special concerns. The story of our life is like a book that we are writing as we move through life. There's only one edition and there are no revisions. It has to be completely authentic. We can't edit the story of the past. We can only improve the narrative as we move along. And remember this, when that well-worn book of the story of your life is bound together with prayer, it is less likely to unravel.